Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The White House says President Trump is putting the final touches to his plans for sweeping new tariffs that it's feared could trigger a global trade war. The announcement is expected on Wednesday evening and could affect trillions of dollars of US imports. More than 80% of Mexican exports go to the United States. Claudia Sheinbaum is the president of Mexico.
We do not believe in an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, because that always leads to a bad situation. Of course, measures are taken in Mexico because measures are taken on the other side. But the dialogue has to continue.
Pero tiene que continuar el diálogo.
A Democratic Party senator has broken the record for the longest speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Cory Booker has been delivering a fierce denunciation of Donald Trump's presidency for more than 24 hours. The previous record was held by the segregationist Strom Thurmond, opposing the Civil Rights Act in the 1950s. The authorities in Haiti say fighting is continuing in the city of Mehebale a day after criminal gangs stormed the local prison and released more than 500 inmates. Thousands of residents have fled to neighbouring areas as rival gangs fight for control of the city. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Officials say some of the gangs have taken over the main public school in the city. Many buildings were destroyed when the gang stormed Mehebale and emptied the local jail. The city has a population of about 100,000 people. Haitian media have reported that groups of armed residents have been patrolling the streets and have killed some of the prisoners who escaped on Monday. The latest violence comes a year after the installation of a transitional council, which was meant to restore order within 18 months and organise elections by February 2026.
Days after the Sudanese army retook Khartoum from its paramilitary rivals of the RSF, the BBC has witnessed the widespread destruction that has been inflicted across the capital, where many buildings have been burnt out. Barbara Plett-Usher, who's been in Khartoum, says there are fears about what could happen next.
The retaking of Khartoum followed an advance by the army through central Sudan, retaking that area and then coming up to Khartoum. So in a way, it's the culmination of really pushing back the RSF back into its traditional stronghold. And now the question is, what will the army do? It's expected that it will refocus and shift towards Darfur. The reality that has been created more and more is different zones of control. So one of the things that could happen is a concern that the nation would split, that there would be de facto partition.
BBC News. Guinea's military government says it will hold a referendum in September on a new constitution. A spokesman for the junta, which seized power in a coup 4 years ago, made the announcement on state television. The vote is intended to pave the way for elections. The US Attorney General has told federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty for the man accused of gunning down the head of America's largest health insurance company. Luigi Mangione's lawyer has called the decision barbaric. Mr. Mangione is also facing state charges in New York for killing the United Healthcare chief Brian Thompson last December. Neda Tofik reports from New York.
Pamela Bondi said she reached her decision after careful consideration in order to carry out President Trump's agenda to stop violent crime and make America safe again. Attorney General Bondi ended a moratorium on federal executions that had been in place since 2021. She said Brian Thompson's murder was an act of political violence and a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America.
The U.S. immigration authorities have admitted making a mistake when they deported a Salvadorian man to a jail in his home country. Quilma Abrigado Garcia was among 240 people accused by the Trump administration of being gang members who were sent to a maximum security prison in El Salvador last month. But the vice president, J.D. Vance, insisted the man was an illegal immigrant and a member of the MS-13 gang. A French appeals court has said it will review the far-right leader Marine Le Pen's conviction for embezzlement within a timeframe that could leave her eligible to run in the 2027 presidential election if the ruling is overturned. Ms. Le Pen, currently tipped to win the race, was controversially barred from running for office with immediate effect on Monday. That's the latest BBC News.